Pasang tried not to look down, suppressing his worst fears, but mentally he was preparing to die. He thought he was going to faint. The simplest of errors could be fatal. High above, the mountain rumbled, but any icefall mercifully passed over them, dropping into the snow below. Inching their way down, Cheering and Pasang sometimes held hands in the narrow sections of the bottleneck. Another rumble from above, and Pasang felt gravity sucking him towards death. Cheering had been knocked from his perch and was frantically trying to self-arrest. He plunged downwards, carrying Pasang with him. After 30 metres or more, Cheering hacked his ice axe against the blue ice, but it ricocheted as it struggled to hold the weight of the two men. They plunged metre after metre, limbs clattering off the rocks and frozen snow. Another swing of the ice axe, this time it held, and Cheering almost catapulted back up the slope, the rope yanking tightly on his harness. Pasang jerked to a halt metres below and did not register that he had stopped for a few moments. He hung lifelessly on the rope, panting loudly, Cheering now bearing the full weight of his companion. More icy rubble scattered past him. The Sorak was active, spewing its fragments down the bottleneck at breakneck speed. But Pasang noticed that, for the first time since they had started their hellish journey through the bottleneck, he could almost stand. The gradient had levelled out.